Christianity, though, would have had nothing to transmit, and the institutional apparatus which brings to us the fruit of all these cultures would not have existed, certainly in the form it does, had it not been for the life of Jesus of Nazareth. We're not, in these next two lectures, going to focus on the life of Jesus. Christian and non-Christian alike, that is a familiar story. It's part of the culture at large, secular, non-secular, whatever it may be. Instead, we're going to focus on Jesus's message, and Jesus's message in the first instance in its own historical context as a response not only to the Judaism of his day, but to the political and cultural situation in the widest possible terms in Judea in his day. We're going to take a look at his message as an answer and response to that situation, and also insofar as that message has become a legacy which has affected Western thought, again, secular and believing alike to this very day. Hellenistic Judea and then Roman Judea was a politically volatile place. We're certainly used to hearing about acts of violence in the Middle East and unrest in the Middle East. And hard though it is to believe, and it's hard for me to believe, but as far as I can tell, the historical record suggests that at the time of Jesus, it was every bit as volatile and filled with turmoil as it is even now. And that a context of questioning, of uncertainty, when things were in flux, when different views of how things should be were being not only debated but fought over. That's the context. That's the context in which Jesus' mission takes place, and it's a context in which, pronouncedly, and in a way which caused lots of friction, Greek, Hebrew, and Roman ideas were being contested in real time in the here and now. After the return from the exile to Babylonia, which we spoke of in our lectures on the Hebrew scriptures themselves, there had been a substantial Jewish community in Israel up until the time of Jesus. But that community, after the time of Alexander the Great in the 300s BCE, had lived with Greek-speaking rulers. For the most part, those Greek-speaking rulers were perfectly content to leave Jews to themselves to follow their own traditions, but not always. At all times, it would have been beneficial to a member of the Jewish community to have at least some familiarity with Greek and Greek culture, to operate within the wider world, and some of the Hellenistic rulers made powerful efforts to Hellenize, to acculturate in Greek ways the existing Jewish population. The most famous of these is the series of efforts made by Antiochus Epiphanes, which prompted the Maccabean result, which is commemorated in the celebration of Hanukkah. In the 60s, the Romans took over that Hellenistic kingdom. There were still Greek speakers there. There were Jews who collaborated with Rome there. There were Sumerians, Jews or quasi-Jews, upon whom the Jews of Israel and Jerusalem looked down, who had not undergone the experience of Babylonian exile. There were the Romans themselves. It was an immensely complicated situation. at that time, and again, a situation which was culturally polyglot. Lots and lots of Jewish folks did not like the situation. Indeed,